Well, hello, basketball fans. What's going on? It's Canball Ray here, bringing you another episode of the Canball Report podcast. This is episode number 7. Hope your week went well overall. I know mine did. And there is some big news that had happened in the basketball world for us this last 7 days. The big news is that our cadet men's national team had finished 5th in the FIBA U17 World Championships in Lithuania earlier this Sunday. And big shout to them. They did perform well considering who they were playing up against. And this fifth place is nothing to sneeze at in my mind. There are some big names that come through or who had appeared in this tournament due to performances and whatnot, and we'll talk about that in the next couple of seconds. But first, big shout out to all the players. They all represented Canada very well in the tournament, and I mean, there's no reason to be ashamed of fifth place. Canada could possibly have even medaled in this round in this tournament had they not had to face the U.S. team two games ago. But as luck would have it, we did, and Canada did not get a chance to beat the U.S., but we did beat two very strong teams in China and Argentina. Argentina was our last victory, going 84-79, and big shout to these kids for hanging in there, not giving up, and taking out two very, very good teams in this tournament. Now, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, there were some big players or big performances from players all tournament. And the big three, I think, who'd come out this time around were Kevin Szabo, Mariel Shayok, and Justin Jackson. And all three are wing players, and all three had spectacular tournaments in my mind when it comes to this summer in Lithuania. I guess the first one we'll talk about is Kevin Szabo, probably the most well-known name at this point in their high school careers, between the three. Kevin, he has been playing in the U.S. for quite some time at various prep schools, and he was currently at Montrose Christian. I think this previous school year, if I'm not mistaken, and he was for the most part the leader of this Canadian team. He did average team high 12.9 points to go along with 1.8 assists. Both led the team, as I mentioned, and he also did include 4.2 rebounds and 1.5 steals per game, playing a team high 27 minutes per contest. And I mean, he saved the best for last, it seems. He was great early on in the tournament to start, and then kind of just tailed off a little bit as the tournament went on. But in the final two games, he did go on to average what it looks like here is 22 points and six and a half rebounds and two assists and a steal in his 32 minutes per game. And against China and Argentina, those are pretty good numbers, even for a guy like him. Szabo is a very well-built guard, very quick, can get to the rack whenever he wants to. And I think him playing at this level here in Lithuania just helped to solidify the kind of player that he is, and show those who had all been watching him that he has improved his game overall. This kid could be one of the next great Canadian point guards, and he definitely did show that during this tournament. The second big player that came out, I think, was Mariel Shayok. Now, I've always liked this kid coming out of St. Patrick's in Ottawa. Very long kid, 6'5", very lean, and he could shoot with the best of them. This kid was shooting 30% from the three-point line this tournament, and he was second on the team, averaging 12 points a game, along with 5.5 rebounds and 1.4 assists, as well as a steal and a half in his 25 minutes. This kid can fill up the stat sheet whenever given the green light. And he's not just a shooter. He can get to the rack. He rebounds well. He's a long and lean defender. And he could definitely fill that lane as well. This kid might not be a well-known name as of right now, but after the buzz he received playing in a couple of the recent American tournaments on the East Coast leading up to this this FIBA championship, you can expect to see or hear his name in the recruiters. Reports coming up in the next couple of weeks. I don't know what he has on tap with regards to what he's going to be doing once he comes home playing for the rest of the summer. But you can bet that he'll be getting a lot of attention from college recruiters heading into the school year. The last of the big three for Canada, I think, was Justin Jackson. Now, this kid was the youngest of the players in the tournament, I think at 15, if I'm not mistaken, and he's just a man child, to put it lightly. Kid is 6'6". He looks like he could be about 18 years old. Very well built. Still a little raw, but he did come out this tournament looking like he has the potential to really make an impact going forward in his high school career. He did play third on the team with 11.2 points, but he did lead the team with rebounding at 6 per game, and also in steals with 2.1 per game to go along with his 1 assist and his 22 minutes per contest. And he did come out looking like he would be the next big name for Canada in the next couple of years. He came out well, showing a 17.55 rebound, 4 steal outing against the U.S. Earlier last week, and then he followed that up with a 23.7 rebound, 5 steal game against China. All that done in 24 minutes, and he's looking like he could be somebody to keep an eye on down the road. He hasn't been receiving much recruiting attention as per himself in an interview that was recently posted on YouTube by the NBA draft gurus, draftexpress.com. But that should change, I imagine, in the next couple of days, if not weeks. This kid still has room to grow, both physically and on the court. And you can bet that as this tournament wrapped up, he would have been penciled into quite a few people's recruiting lists as of right now also. There's my top three. Big shout out to the cadet team again for bringing home fifth place. It's not exactly what they might have wanted, but it's better than a lot of teams can say that they've done. This team did look poised throughout the entire tournament, and I guess this just goes to show that we do have another bright spot to look forward to with regards to our national program and the players that are coming out of Canada. If you look down that roster of players who played on the cadet national team, very few, a good portion of them were actually homegrown. Quite a few have left for the prep schools in recent years. Zabo, Tanvir Buller was one of them also. Jordan Robinson, Anthony Pate, Patrick Steves also. But the rest of them seem to have stayed at home and have been developing, and that's a great sign for our overall program. So a big shout to them once again. Big shout for fifth place, and we'll look forward to hearing more from these players in the next couple of weeks, if not couple of years. Guess just moving a little bit off topic. From the FIBA championships to the summer leagues, it looks like the summer league will be taking effect as of next week, for quite a few of the NBA teams. And as of right now, I've only been able to confirm that a few Canadians have been on rosters. Of course, Andrew Nicholson will be the 19th pick for the Orlando Magic, will be playing on their summer league team. And Chris Joseph, also a Montreal native from Syracuse, will be playing on the Boston entry in the summer league this season also, as well. As outside of them, I've only been able to pseudo-confirm, if you will, Andy Routens and Olu Famutimi for the Milwaukee Bucks summer league teams right now. And those are all unofficial, of course. So we'll expect to see a few more names pop up in the next few days, if anything. I would imagine that DeVoe Joseph, maybe even Olu Ashualo, and a few other of these undrafted Canadians should be able to pick up a roster spot, along with possibly Robert Sacre, who was the last pick in the draft to Los Angeles, the Lakers, that is. And that there should be more Canadian players populating the summer league as we go forward. And of course, as I find out, I will relay that information to you via Twitter at Canball Report, or on the website RaptorsHQ.com, and also on the new blog site, the Canball Report at blogspot.com. To keep an eye out for us, and we will be hitting you up with all that new information as we find it or locate it. So I guess that's a wrap for us this week. This week right now, big shout to the cadet men's national team, bringing home fifth. There are going to be a few kids playing in the NBA Summer League, so be on the lookout for them and for more news. And until next week, it's Canball Ray. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. And of course, just keep in mind that the sport that we love was invented by a Canadian. Peace.